الله يجزاك. السلام عليكم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق، الخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق، والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره من الدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. وقال قرينه هذا ما لدي عتيد، ألقيا في جهنم كل كبير عنيد، مناع للخير معتد مريب. Allah is telling us in this surah, like we said from the beginning, the fact that everything you see is for an appointed time. Your staying in this world is for an appointed time. You came to this world, you have a time here, an opportunity given to you to acquire what you will acquire, to get the wealth you will get, to take your level to the position you can get, the highest position you can get to. And this position and this wealth is what you are going to have in the hereafter. So you came to this world for that. This world too was created just for you to stay here. Later on, it will go away. You will die. When the exam is finished and you go on inside the earth, you will be raised again. All this Allah is telling us, we should not be taken away by not understanding that this is what it will be. Finally, Allah told you, from the moment you came to this world, each of your moment is being recorded and documented. From the whispering of your own mind inside your heart to yourself, when nobody is there, to when somebody is there, that it comes out into your tongue. There's somebody observing your face. What are you thinking? If it's good, it will show a radiance in your face. If it's bad, it will show blackness in your face. All this they are recording. And after they finish recording, and on the day of judgment, one of you have a story. Then the trumpet is blown. Then you go back to God. The person that was asked to be observing you and the one asked to be documenting you will take your record and take it to Allah. Allah haza mala day ati. They will say, take to Allah. This is what I have prepared of his documentation. If you are being judged now, the people that are bad, Allah will tell them, Al-Kiya fi Jahannam. Who are those to be thrown into hell? Kulla kafirin anidin. This one that not only did he deny that there is Allah, he denied the part of Allah, he denied the prophet of Allah. Denial of serious denial, not just kafar, but kafirin. And needing, obstinate, stubborn, always denying. Did he not only stop there? Say kafirin and needing. That is, these are two bad qualities he has. There's another one. Manna'in lil khair. Manna'in lil khair. He used to prevent the good. Whatever good is coming to others, he prevents it. Mu'tadin, murid. Mu'tadin, he used to be in enmity with people. Murid, in doubt of our message. When Allah said here, man nine lehe, first of all, he said, kafirin anid. If somebody says, you ask, tell somebody, there is Allah. He said, okay, I agree there is Allah. There is the messenger of Allah. No, he doesn't agree. Then he goes away. That's just kafara. But the one that will stand up to also fight it and make sure that he will not accept is kafirin. Then obstinate. Then now he said, man na'in lil khair. Any good that is coming, he stands to fight it. He prevents it. In another place, Allah is telling us, arayta alladhi kadhibu bid-din wa dhalika alladhi yad'u al-yatim wa la yakhudhu wala ta'ama al-miskin fa waylun lil musallina alladhina hum an salatihim sahun. This one is praying, but he denies himself even the goodness in prayer. He's negligent in his prayer. Sahun, he forgets. Alladhina hum yura'un, people that are just there, they want to be seen, not that they cared about the work they are worship before Allah. Wa yamna'un al-ma'un, those that the help that is supposed to be given to people, they refuse it. So this is where manna'il al-khair, whatever is good that you know, starting from giving something to your neighbor if he wishes, please loan me this, give it to him. Loan me that, give it to him. How many a time somebody begs you for something, you did not give him, that thing end up being useless in your hands. How many a times people are begging those that have money, please, I have a child, I can't pay his school fees, can you assist me? Please, I'm in the school, I don't have food to eat, can you assist me? They refuse and they still die and the money is they left, is in the bank. The children came and squandered it. How many a times? How many a times people also see you worshipping, instead of them to assist you, somebody is reading Quran. Sir, you're always wasting your time reading Quran. Is that all that you came to this world to come and do? Somebody is taking tariqah, he wants to be doing istighfar morning and evening. Then you come, you are preventing him from mentioning the name of Allah. You are not afraid, huh? This person is mentioning the name of Allah. If they ask, you say, no, you are fighting bid'ah. Who gave you authority to go and fight? You are asked to come and worship. So all those that are stopping people from doing lazim, doing wazifa, they are part of this. Manna'in lil khair, constantly, obstinately, arrogantly. Stop people from doing good. This is Quran talking about. Istighfar is not khair. It's not a good thing to do istighfar. It's not a good thing to do salat and the prophet. It's not a good thing to do la ilaha illallah. It's not a good thing for people to come together. You two, you came together now. You have different associations today. But somebody, people came together, they are doing zikr. Then you are preventing them by force. You are going to tell Allah what you are preventing that day, is it good or bad? You ask that day. That's what Allah said. Man, na'in al khair. Mu'tadin, and in enmity. Somebody is saying, you have not done anything to him. He starts and he takes you as an enemy. If they ask him, no, what he's doing, how does it concern you? You are a Muslim. You want to worship and go to the mosque 5 times a day. Who stops you? If suddenly you are in a town where most of them are Christians and they say they will not allow you to pray and you are not using their body to pray, what are they doing now? They are in enmity with you. This is how the secret societies are all over the world. They come together to prevent Muslims from being pious. They want to make sure that your children, they make them to do zina, they make them to do all the bad things. They fight you. That's what Allah is saying here. The first quality is that kafirin, they are inordinate, unneeding, they are stubborn. Manna'in lil khair, they prevent any good that is coming to people, whether it is spiritual good or material good, whatever good, they are standing. How can you explain it? A person came to me that people are enjoying subsidy. People are enjoying subsidy. People are enjoying subsidy, and you stop it. Then others are saying, no, stop it because of the. How was it being done before you came? All these things, anything that you are going to stop goodness, be very careful. Scholarship has been given to students. You stop it. You say they should come and take loan. How many loan do you want them to take? A person is not yet earning, you say he should take loan. And people are clapping hands. They should stop all distance. If you cannot assist people, keep quiet and go and sit down. The money you are using to give them loan, for whose money? Is their money? Then he said, no, the interest is like this, it's like that, it's like that. We are Muslims, pa, and we Muslims, we are the problems of this country. If 10% of Muslims will stand up and hold their religious family and stand up to Islam, everybody will go back. Who are they? Let all Muslims take it in my mind. I will be honest. I will stay with the Prophet. I will stay to Allah. I don't need these people. Believe me, they cannot stand us. We're not asking for war. We're not asking for anything. But let us do our religion well. But you have no religion but to go and fight your own fellow brother. Shame on you. You have no religion but to go and waste people's children. Shame on you. You see people going about, they call them al-Majlis. They say they set out to come and learn Quran. But they are your enemies. If you cannot assist them, keep quiet. If you can give them food, give. It's good. Feeding people is good. On the day of judgment, Allah is going to ask some people, I was hungry, you refused to feed me. People will ask, you are Rabbil Izzati. How can you be hungry? So yes, one day I had a slave, such and such of my servants. He was hungry, he came to you. If you had given him that day, it is me you fed. It's true, madam. Anything you see on this earth, lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fil ardi, lillahi man fi samawati wa man fil ardi wa ma bainahuma. Anything you see belongs to Allah. Ordinary ants, if you take a cube of sugar and put it for the ants to take and enjoy, Allah will reward you. Don't say it's they are ants. They belong to Allah. You claim that Allah is your Lord, but you have been nasty to his creation, and you claim that you know that Allah is your Lord, you are not telling the truth. Everything on earth, be nice to it. All the creations of Allah, without exception. Even snake. You know snake, that's where they live. Don't go there to disturb them. Leave them to live their life. This one, he wants to be a Christian. Leave him to live his life. But when you are preaching, preach to him. If he accepts, fine. If he doesn't accept, fine. Like Rahabuddin. Allah does not want a person who will worship him without his mind. It's the mind that Allah wants. So all these things, let's be very careful. Good is good. On the day of judgment, some people are going to come. Allah will tell them, I was going bare naked and I wanted you to clothe me. You refused to clothe me. Allah, how can you not have clothes? Such and such a servant of mine had no clothes and he asked you to feed him. If you had fed him that day, to clothe him, if you had clothed him that day, it's me you clothed. Whatever you do to servant of Allah, if that person has a liver in him, any animal, kullu zi kabadin, whatever, like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, anything that has liver, whether it's bird, whether it's a rat, whether anything that you are good to, but if that thing is trespassing, you can kill it. Like mosquito trespass, you kill it. But mosquito is in the bush. You follow him to the bush that you want to go and kill him. What's your problem? Mu'tadin, and don't be in enmity with people. Murid, because you are doing that all this. Do you know why? You are in doubt of who is your Lord. You are in doubt. If you know you are going to meet with your Lord, Thumma latus aluna you're amazing and in naim. And Allah is going to ask you, the favors I gave you, what did you do with it? Wallahi, before you touch anything, you be very careful. Even if you see somebody wrong, before you correct him, you take your time. So you know he belongs to God. You see some ministers that are doing very wrong. Why are people afraid to say it? Because they have the back of the president. That's all. If the son of the president comes somewhere and he does bad, can you just stand up and tell him what you did here is bad? Why? Because you are afraid that the government machinery will catch you now for saying that he has done something wrong. But the government of Allah does not bother you when you start to trample on the creations of Allah. So don't be in doubt. Allah is the Lord of the world. And he is your Lord. And you are before him every moment.
الذي جعله الله إلها
الذي جعل مع الله إلها آخر فألقياه في العذاب الشديد. This person, الذي, this one, جعل مع الله إلها آخر, that he puts another God together with Allah. For this one, فألقياه, throw him في العذاب الشديد, into a severe punishment and suffering. The first one, he said, then he mentioned them. Muslims can be part of this Jahannama. Because there are Muslims, the way you escorted the wicked people in this world, the way you escorted those that are doing evil in this world, the way you escorted those that are doing zina, those that are taking alcohol, you also escort them on the day of judgment to hell first. Hell will have to clean those things away from you. Then before the La ilaha illallah, because of the blessing of La ilaha illallah, it will take you out of hell back to heaven. But there are those that even challenge La ilaha illallah. Allah said he created you, he sent you. There is a problem. Allah said believe in destiny. Say you don't believe in destiny. You must change destiny by force. How are you going to change it? They say you should go to this susaya. You should go to this person. They put things together. By the time he finishes, he said, you should do anything against Allah. Anybody that will ask you to do something against the Quran and the Sunnah and the habit of the Prophet, and you agree to do it, then you have set him up as Allah, not against the Allah. Because the Prophet said, you people, some of you take scholars, Hebrew scholars as God. You are telling the Jews. He said, how? Sir? Don't they ask you to do things that go contrary to what Allah has said you should do? And you do, he said, yes. That's taking somebody for Allah. Allah says, don't commit zina. Don't take alcohol. Don't even stay with people taking alcohol. Don't even go close to it. Then you have friends. This friend is taking girlfriends. He's traveled out to another country. You are with them. They are with their girlfriends. You are with them. They are doing. Even if you don't do, you are already part of it. If you will not obey Allah, you obey somebody else. La ta'ati fi ma'asiyati. La ta'ati li mahluki fi ma'asiyati al-khaliq. You don't obey any creation of Allah in disobedience to Allah. If you do that, you are taking that person as Allah. Or you go and have an idol that you are told, if you sacrifice this to it, then you are going to get this. People are doing it. You take chicken or goat or something, go and sacrifice, then they come back to the mosque. Who are you deceiving? Allah, these ones, there is no way for them to come out of hell. Anybody that set up partner with Allah, this one, when he goes to hell, is going to be there. The punishment is forever and is severe. قال قرينه ربنا ما أطغيته ولكن كان في ضلال بعيد. قال قرينه, his partner, his his person that is in alliance with, will tell him this. There are two partners. There is the partners, two of them that are always with you. One is watching and the other one is documenting. If the documenting person documents wrongly, the person watching will say no. This is not the way he should document it like this. That's why he is the master of this. There is another partner that is with every person. There is a Satan that is following you about. And let the worst ways of his doing in us. This one is the one always that is encouraging people to do evil. So this is the one now that is telling Allah. Qala qarinuhu. This is partner now. That is always with him, not the angels that are observing and taking record. This other one now will tell Allah, Rabbana, oh our Lord, ma atghaytuhu. All the time he was going in oppression, doing this evil, tagwa, and he's doing whatever he wants. I'm not the one that set him up to do it. ولكن كان في ضلال بعيد. He was already far off the path, and he heard what I said, and he took it. Here, you have yourself. This self is inside you. You have ruh. Your life is from Allah. Then you have the body. The body is from the earth. Your life is from Allah. That is yunfakhu fihi ruh. It was brought when you are already inside the womb of your mother. Your body is created from the sperm of your father and your mother. That one is from the earth. In between these two is yourself. The self, he doesn't bother. He doesn't care about good. He doesn't care about bad. It's neutral. But whatever it gets used to is what it wants. If you make it to get used to hard work, it will continue to want, wish to for hard work. If you make it to get used to doing good, it will, even if it's sleeping, it will be thinking of doing good. Whatever you get it used to is what the heart, what the self, which is inside the heart now, will do. But the soul is from Allah. It doesn't want anything, but it wants to go back to Allah. Kulli ruh min amri rabbi. It came from the affairs of Allah. That's what it wants. The body, which you are inside, which is your vehicle, is from the earth. What it wants is to go back to the earth. That is why you find out that all the time your body wants rest, enjoyment, eat this, eat that. All the thing from the earth is what it wants to have. Whatever is from the earth, another lady is from, is made up of earth, isn't it? He wants the lady. This one, he wants that. This one, he wants that. The soul, he wants Allah. Any human being, even the one that he says is an apostate, even the one that says is a free thinker, even the one that says is an agnostic, whatever he is, Allah is still in their mind. Every time they are confused, they are still thinking of Allah. Because the soul is from Allah. So Allah brought the soul and the body together and put the self in between. After the day, Allah will say, go and rest. When they go to rest, the body is asked to rest. The soul goes back to God. Then the self is still in between. There is life, then it's still breathing. Breathing is going on. When the soul goes, it stays there. Sometimes it will get a message, it doesn't translate it because Satan has entered the message. That's dreaming. That's why you find you can dream that you go to a place that you have never seen in your life. But you can never, you can't think of a person you have, a place you have never been to in your life. Your thought can only stop to the knowledge you have. But your soul can go and give you a dream of even the future or the past and bring all to you. What has ever happened? That will happen. This is the soul. So if you allow yourself to be accustomed to doing good, to worship, the soul will be very happy. If you allow yourself to be accustomed to doing, to looking for enjoyment, just sleeping, looking for women, eating, your body will be very happy because your body is from the earth. That is it. So that's why here, Qala karinuhu ma adgaytuhu. This problem that you see him, thaga, is to be always doing, to be oppressive, unjust, doing bad things. I'm not the one that sent him. I was there calling. He left the road. الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالمعرفة بالفحشاء والله يعيدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا. Satan is always promising you, if you do this, you will go poor. If you don't enjoy yourself, when are you going to enjoy yourself? You are young, you don't want to. Is it when you are old that you enjoy yourself? ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعيدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا. Allah is saying, seek istighfar, make istighfar, be making istighfar, and I will give you virtues, I will make you to be virtuous. Satan is saying the otherwise. If you listen to Satan, it's because you have left the road. If you are in front of your parents, it's not easy for the enemy to come and hit you in front of your parents. It's very difficult. But if the parent, if you are the enemy, your enemy is far away, opening his eyes, Satan is somewhere else. Open the eyes. Don't leave the front of Allah and the Prophet. Stay there. No matter how much he opens his eyes, he cannot do anything to you. That's why the Prophet said, if you have a bad dream, don't tell anybody. Immediately you wake up, speak to your left, and disbelieve in it to say it will not harm you. If you have a good dream, don't tell any person except somebody that is a nice person and he knows about dreams. Because whoever translates the dream for you the first time, it will be like that. That's why you always take a dream to somebody who in himself is a nice person, a pleasant person, and he knows about dreams. Some dreams will come to you very clear. You don't need any translation. All these things, Allah is telling us, قَالَ كَرِيمُهُ مَا أَبْغَيْتُهُ وَلَكِنْ كَانَ فِي دَلَالٍ فَإِنْتِ. He was already far away, astray. Prophet Allah said, always stay in their congregation. وَمَنْ شَذَّ شِذَّ إِلَنَّا. Whoever takes away himself away from the congregation to be alone, that said he will be taken by the wolf. If you go and you have a heart, the wolf come to take one of the sheep. It's the one that went astray that the wolf will take. The one in congregation, the wolf does not touch it. So let us be very careful. Let us stay in the congregation. Let's not try to create problem in the congregation that will separate people. Whoever creates a problem that separates people on the day of judgment, you will find it difficult before God. That's why always the first one we beg Allah, what do we say? Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Allah, guide us to be on the path. Siratal ladzina an'amta alayhim. These people that you favor, that I've seen in the front, let me behind them. The prophets, the awliya of Allah, the shuhada, the righteous servants of Allah, let me behind them. Ghairil maghdubi alayhim. Allah, not those who that you are angered with. Wala dhalin. And not those that have strayed away. Walakin kana fi dhalalin ba'id. So these are the people that will be in hell forever. وقال لا تختصموا لدي وقد قدمت إليكم بالوعيد. Allah will now tell this Satan that is busy trying to take himself out of the problem, because all this fault, he is the instigator, the one that instigates. The person has a bad mind, but he's one that instigates. So he's trying to defend himself before God. He's saying that the self is saying that if it was not for you that was coming to me, from my right, from my left, in front of me, I would not have said, did I force you? As the idea, Allah said, La tahtasimu ladayya. Don't argue in front of me. Before me. Always you are before Allah. Again, that day you will be before Allah. Don't argue before me. وَقَدْ قَدَّمْتُ إِلَيْكُمْ بِالْوَعِيدِ. I have already, before this today, قَدَّمْتُ إِلَيْكُمْ, set forth for you that anybody who does not follow my instructions, follow my prophet, follow my laws, today he is going to have a bad end. In the world, were you not told that? Alam yatikum nazir? No one came to you? It has come to you, but he said, no, it's a lie. Allah has not sent down anything. Today you see it. مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلَ لَدَيَّ وَمَا أَنَا بِظُلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is now saying, قَدْ قَدَّمْتُ إِلَيْكُمْ بِالْوَعِيدِ. In this world I have said, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا. Whoever does good work is for him today. Whoever does bad work is against him. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Whoever does good, he will see that day. Whoever does evil, no matter how tiny an atom, he will see that day. Inna allatheena aamanu wa aamilus salihati kanat lahum jannatul firdaws nuzulan. Those that do good work and have faith in Allah, Allah said they are going to enter paradise. Inna allatheena kafaru dhalika kitabul mushrikeena fi naari jahannam khalidina fiha ulaika hum sharrul bariyah. Those that refuse and disbelieve in Allah and did not do good work, these ones are going to hell. Already I have made my statement, it has already passed. Allah is not the one that says something and changes. People that say something and change are people that are ignorant of what will happen in the future. So Allah is saying here, "Ma yubaddalu qawla ladayya." The statement does not change before me. "Wa ma ana bizallamin lil abid." And I am not a one that is unjust to my servants that I've created. Each one I will treat. Huh? You left the house. You gave your houseboys work to do. You sweep the front of the house, water it, water the flower. You, the parlor, clean it, perfume it for me. You in the kitchen, cook the food, get it ready. You in the bedroom, repair it. You came, you find out that this one did his work, as you said, very well. This one did, but not very well. This one did not even do at all, he spoiled it. Then you call all of them, you give them all of them reward. Only a fool would do this. Is Allah a fool? Afanaj al Muslimina kal mujrimin. Do you want Allah to put a criminal and treat him like a Muslim? Malakum kefatakumun. How do you make judgment? Do you do that yourself? No, the one that did his work very well, excellently, you will call him, put him up, let everybody see him. Look, this one is the best among you. The same day of judgment. Some servants of Allah will be put on a pulpit for everybody to see in the world. Look at what the work he did. Then you give me your rewards. The one that did bad, you also ask him to see how he is in hell. You open door, look at his suffering. The one that did not do well because he lacked capacity, you say, forgive him. You too, go. But not that you reward him like the one that did his best. Allah does not do that. So Allah is telling us here that Oman Abiz Alamin lil Abid. My battle call are there. Whatever I have already put forward is like that. That's why on the day when the Prophet went for Israel and Mi'raj, Allah took him to Bayt al-Maqdis in his Israel, Mi'raj, up to the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, fifth heaven, sixth heaven, seventh heaven, up to Sidrat al-Muntaha, passing it, and went as far as to where Allah is, where there is nothing between him and Allah. Here Allah said, "Fa'awhi ila abdihi ma'awhi." I inspired to my servant what I inspired to him. Then when he was coming back, Allah now asked him, "I enjoyed on you, on your community. And the Prophet wanted to take something from there as a gift for us. This Allah is a gift the Prophet took from the presence of Allah to us. That's why anytime you say Allah Akbar to stand, you are in front of Allah. When you know it, you don't know it. Here, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you were asked to, I asked your people to pray 50 times a day. When he came, he met an Ibrahim, who is in the seventh heaven. What did Allah give? He said, "Sallah for my people to go." Very, very happy. You have been able to extract something. It's with Allah that you get purified. And Abraham had prayed to Allah that he should give us a prophet whose mission would be these four things. Mission of the prophet, four things. Yatlu alayhimu ayatika wa yalimuhu kitaba wa hikmata wa yuzakihim. These four things is what the Prophet came to do. His character, which he is doing it, is the sunnah that we follow. But he recites, rehearses the Quran for us. When you are rehearsing the Quran, you are praising Allah and you are getting reward. You understand the meaning, you don't understand the meaning, you are getting the reward each letter. And as he's teaching you the book, you are knowing Allah more and more and more. The more you know the Quran, the more you know Allah. The more you know the Prophet, the more you know Allah. The more you love the Prophet, the more you get closer to Allah. Well, hikmata, wisdom of how to live your life, how to manage your time, how to stay within people. Surat Hijrat was teaching us about wisdom. How do you stay before Allah? How do you stay before the Prophet? How do you stay before How do you talk to Allah? How do you talk to the Prophet up till now? The way you respect the Prophet, if he's in front of you, it's still the way you respect him today. Then his community, how do you stay with them? If they are calling, how do you do? Then even your fellow brothers, the one that is bad, how do you address him? Where you should not joke with somebody, even if you have something to be joked about with. And why you should not raise yourself above. All this wisdom was taught for us in Surah Al-Hujurat. So when Allah now gave Salah, and after Anabi Ibrahim, he came to Anabi Musa. Prophet Moses said, how was their meeting? All of them wanted to see the Prophet because he's coming from Allah. And anybody that comes from Allah, immediately you see him, there's a lot of light, a lot of things to begin. When somebody goes to Hajj and is coming, what are we asked to do? We should all rush and go and welcome them and ask them to pray for us that Allah forgive us our sins. And whatever they pray, Allah will accept it because they went to a place that has a lot of treasure and they came with treasure. That treasure will get part of it. Just like today, they said somebody has been appointed a minister. Because he has been appointed by a minister of who? Of the president, pa. Everybody is going to his house because he has come with treasure. You want to get part of that treasure. All the prophets want to take from the treasure that the prophets had brought with from Israel. Amiraj. When he came to Moses, said, but what of the people? Is there anything that was given? Said, yes, they were given Salah 50 times a day. 50? They cannot do it. Go to Allah and ask that it should be reduced. He went, Allah said, okay, it's reduced. He came back. How much is this? It has been reduced by up to 45. Said, it can't. They can't. Go for reduction. He went, was going to Allah, and Moses was still asking, go back, they can't. And it has become 5. When it got to 5, Allah said, Manja bil hasnati, falahu ashru amsaliha. Amai badalu kola adaya, aman abizullahi al-adid. Statement does not change with me. I said 50, still 50. Whoever does 1, you get 10. When he came to Adi Musa now, Prophet Moses is now asking him, what he said, go back, the 5 is too much. He said, no, I will not go back. Then he came to us with this Salah. Till today, people that pray correctly, completely, are the ones that go on this Israel, stay before Allah, do the Salah, and come back with the peace. So when you come back, you say, As-salamu alaykum. Peace be upon to you. This peace, who is As-salam? Mean As-ma'illah. It's part of the names of Allah. It's that peace you bring from Allah and shed it into the world. Muslims are the cause of peace today in the world. They are also the cause of peace in Nigeria. Not the other people. The other people are fighting is Muslims. If Muslims were to stand up and fight like the other people are fighting, the whole world would be chaos. So Allah is saying, "My badal kawla adaya, ma nafizullah min abid." I am not the one that oppresses or do evil. And I don't change my word. If you do good, you get good. If you do evil, you get evil. يَوْمَ يَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدٍ. Remember this day. When Allah, people are coming, they are being flung. Al-Kiyafi Jahannama, Kulla Kafiri Anid. They are being flung into hell. And Allah has made a promise that He is going to fill hell and He is going to fill paradise. That day, Allah said, Jahannam, they are bringing people and they are putting you. Halim Tala'at, are you filled? Instead of the Jahannam, will not say yes or no. He said, is there any more? You can see, which means it's so big. Is there any more? Anytime they bring kullama ulkiya fiha fawjin salah mazata alam yatikum nazir. Anytime that a party, a strong is put inside it, those inside will be you two, you did not get a wana. Then Allah will ask, some millions have been put inside. Is there any more? An American is Islamized because of this verse. This American studied Arabic. was provisioned in Arabic. I memorized Al-Fiyat al-Malik. Ibn Malik. There's Al-Fiyat ibn Malik that is talking of the laws of the of linguistics. About 1,000 poems. He memorized all. He was very good in Arabic. So one day he was telling somebody, he said, you believe that Quran is a miracle? Sir, it's a miracle, man. I know. He said to him, Quran is just a fasih. It's an eloquent statement. So the man said, okay. Me and you, let us try to take something that Allah has talked about and let's try to define it. Then the man said, okay, what of hell? Let us try to define hell. So he wrote what he can write. If there is a hell, how the hell should be? About 10 things he wrote. Then the man said, okay, let us see what did Allah say about hell. يَوْمَا يَكُلْ لِجَهَنَّمَا هَلِمْ تَرَاتِ وَتَكُلْ هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيدِ. The day Allah is going to ask hell, are you filled up, sir? Is there any more? Which means, I'm still just far below. When this man had said, what? In one statement, Allah made this. So yes, Quran is beyond human being, he Islamized. This is it. That the hell will not be filled up, even after everybody has been put inside. That's what Allah is asking us. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. The fire that is going to be used in burning the hell is human beings and stones. So save your family and yourself from hell. When all those going to hell have been put, and the hell is still looking that he has not taken any food, and the stones have been put in, he's still taking that he has not taken any food, then Allah said, I will put my feet on the hell. And then, God. Nearly Allah put his foot on it. It cannot take it again because it's filled up. God. Enough. So let us be afraid of hell. Nobody is a relative of Allah. Nobody, Allah has no son. He has no relative. Wallahi, if you are on the wrong path, the way you kill mosquito on your wall, that's the way angels will take you and throw you to hell. No, but nothing will happen. Let's say you are working for Allah. When you are working for Naira, Allah knows who is working for him. Save yourself. Save your family before you talk about others. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nar. وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين غير بعيد. After Allah has finished talking about those that are going to hell, look at their situation. What of those that did good? Those that tried to do good, but they couldn't do all good, but they tried not to offend Allah. وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين. These people that are trying their best, trying to do what Allah asked them to do, trying to avoid what Allah asked them to avoid. These are the ones that I call muttaqina. Taqwa, do what Allah asks you to do. Abandon what Allah asks you to abandon. Did Allah ask you to go and be fighting people because they are doing bid'ah? That's your work. Did Allah ask you to go to the mosque and be fighting people in the mosque? That's your work. Did Allah ask you, if you believe what they are doing is bad, abandon it. This is what Allah said. What was the first jannatu? Zulfa is to bring something close. We don't, people that are worshipping idols or worshipping nonsense said they are worshipping them to get them close to Allah. No. Was referred to Jannah. To that day, paradise will be brought close. Lil muttaqina, for those that fear Allah, obey Allah, and distance themselves from what Allah kabair that Allah should not do. They are seeing it. They are seeing it. But yet they have not entered, but they are seeing it now, and their mind is at rest. Just like today, if suddenly you travel, and then you open your phone, and you have a video call, and you are seeing your family in the house, you are seeing them sitting down, your mind is at rest. Muttaqin, let us all of us try to have taqwa. Everything you will get from Allah, the door to it is the door of taqwa. If you are looking for knowledge, you want Allah to teach you himself. fear Allah. He will teach you himself. If you are in a problem, you want Allah to take you away from it. وَمَنْ يَتَّكِ اللَّهَ يَخْجَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Fear Allah. Obey Allah. Allah will take you away from your problem. If you are looking for sustenance, wealth, fear Allah. Allah will give you sustenance. If you want to enter paradise, fear Allah. Uiddat lil muttaqin. Allah said, paradise is provided, is prepared for those that fear Allah. This is what he's telling us here now. Wa uzlifat al jannatu lil muttaqin ghayra ba'id.
هذا ما توعدون لكل أواب حفيظ.
هذا ما توعدون لكل أواب حفيظ. Allah is telling us here, this paradise we are saying, when you are seeing it in the day of judgment, when people are seeing hell that they are going to enter, or in your grave, when you are there, and you are seeing Allah will ask the Father should be shown to you. You are seeing the goodness in it. You think you are already inside it. Haza ma tu'aduna. Look at what you are promised. Is it everyone? No. Likulli awabin. For this one that is always returning back to Allah. Always making tawbah, returning back to Allah. Because tawbah is to return to Allah. Those that are always returning to Allah. Hafiz, this one that are always caring, being careful. Taking care not to fall into problem. Allah asks us to pray 5 times daily. You are always going back to Allah. This 5 times daily prayer, but it's going back to Allah. Every time you go back to Allah. There are people that even often return back to Allah more. Every moment of their day, they are doing salati, or they are doing zikr, or they take other times down to add more to it. Then they are careful. They don't want to fall into the problem of Allah. Before they talk, they ask, is it against us or for us? Before they do, they ask, is it the way Allah asked me to do it or not? That's why Allah is saying in that place, what tabi sabila man anaba ilayhi. If you want to go back to Allah, it's not an easy thing. Like we said that day, when Allah was telling us about those people that said, Qalan Arab, Amanna, Kullam tu minulakin kulu, أسلمنا ولا ما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم. أنت تقول الله ورسوله لا يدخلكم من أماركم شيئا. That you start as a Muslim. In Islam, you have to climb and become a good Muslim. Then you go to the level of Iman. Your body has submitted completely. Your body do everything now. But your heart has not yet submitted the way it should. When you hear call for Salah, you rush. So they do Salah, you forgot the Surah. You did not follow it. You see, your mind is the problem now. Then you start training your mind, because you are giving the mind, you are giving your hearing, you are giving your sight. You coordinate all to believe in Allah. By the time you start coordinating your mind, you become, you take start from the Makam Siddiq. Then you go to Ikhlas. Then you go to Manina. By the time your mind is synchronized with your body, worshiping Allah, always people see you, they see you, you are calm, you are tranquil. From this level, continue like that, Allah will now be the one to take you. And that cannot happen except you go to those that are with Allah. What tabi sabila man anaba ilayya. Surata ladina an'amta alayhim. Because the country is for you. Anywhere in Nigeria you can enter. You can go to Ministry of Works. You can go to, but if you want to go to the presence of the president, you cannot. Except he sends for you, or you follow somebody that is used to going there. This is what Allah is saying. You want to get to Allah, find somebody that is accustomed, that you are sure is accustomed to going to the presidential palace. Then he will go with you. That's the easiest way. That's why when we came to this world, Allah gave us parents that we can go with them. From them, we know that water is for drinking. Bread is for eating. Fuel is for eating. From them, we know that petrol is not to be taken. As a child, we are left alone. We don't know. For you to follow somebody who has succeeded, it's easy for you to succeed. That you say, no, I'll work on myself until I can succeed. That's why you come to the university, to follow the lecturers. The way they did it and became graduates, you too, you follow the same pattern, you become graduates. Sometimes in the class, when I'm talking to my students, they are trying to give excuse. I say, be careful when you are giving excuse to me, because I have followed this path myself. The path that you have followed, is somebody cannot tell you lies about it. And I have followed it several times. I've used taking students through this course several times. I've followed students several times. So always follow the person that has gone to Allah. The kulli awabin hafiz, or the one that is returning back to Allah and that is careful, is caring, is the one that was liberated Jannah. Is the one that the paradise has been brought close and is being told, Hadha wa tu aduna. This is what Allah has promised you.
من خشي الرحمن بالغيب وجاء بقلب مبين.
من خشي الرحمن بالغيب وجاء بقلب مبين. You see, Allah is now telling you, your body has been worshipping. Man خشي الرحمن, but خشي بالغيب. خشي is fear of Allah. Why taqwa is imtisal awamir wajnabu nawahi, is being obedient to do what Allah asks you to do and distancing yourself from what Allah asks you to do. Khashya is fear of Allah. Bilgaybi, when you are, nobody is there, in the hidden. Allatheena yu'minuna bilgaybi. Allah said you have to believe in the unseen. Don't say because you cannot see something, it's not there. Because there are a lot of things that you don't see and you believe in. Man khashiya ar-rahmana bil ghaibi, the one that fears Allah in the hidden, jaa'a bi qalbin munib, and he comes to Allah when he said bi kulli awabin, the one that is also returning, always returning to Allah, jaa'a bi qalbin munib, he returns to Allah bi qalbin, with a heart munib that is turned to Allah. Because what tabi sabila man anaba ilayya, you saw those that are coming to me, you also took your heart and put it among their heart, and together you are coming to me. That's why we follow the sheikhs. What are they telling us? The sheikhs don't ask us to worship them. No, they say be like me. Be like me. That's why you find if a sheikh dies, they say, who is his halifa? Who is like him that can do what he used to do? That's why if you are with a sheikh, if it's somebody who memorizes Quran, you try to memorize Quran. If somebody who is always doing salati, you try to do salati. If somebody who is always doing zakah, you try to do zakah. Somebody who is always giving sadaqah, whatever he used to do is what you do. Like you come to the university. If you come to the department of agricultural engineering, you'll be an agricultural engineer. If you go to medicine, you'll be become a medical doctor. All of them are good. Any part you take to. First Allah Ta'ala said, Ashabi kan nijum. Bi'ayihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My sahabas, they are so plenty, like the stars. Go to anyone. Anyone you follow, you are guided. Anyone you follow, you are guided. Today, 5 times daily prayer is compulsory. Zakah is compulsory. Fasting is compulsory. Hajj is compulsory. Jihad is compulsory. But there are people that it's easier for them to fast. There are people, they will fast Rajab, Shaban, Ramadan, 3 months stretch, and they don't feel it. There are people that know it is easy for them to give out gifts of their wealth. Anytime you go, take. Anytime you go, take. They are never tired. As a matter of fact, when they see you coming, they are giving you, they are happy, they are smiling. Allah has made it easy for them. There are people that when you go to them, they will tell you the words of God. Do this. They are never tired. There are people, everybody has what Allah has given to him. That's what Allah is saying here. This paradise is for the kulli awabin hafiz, for this one that is always going to Allah and is careful. The one, man khashiya ar-rahmana, the one that feared Allah will give in hidden wajaa bi qalbin munib, and comes with a heart that is tending towards Allah, is one Allah will lift to paradise. That's why all of us have to be careful. There are people that don't fear Allah, but they are fear people. A person who is committing zina, who does not want anybody to see him, he enters the hotel, he checks, make sure nobody knows him in the hotel. You see that he's afraid of people. But he's not afraid of Allah. When he's inside that room, he's with Allah. Somebody who is stealing from government cover and covering it. He doesn't want anybody to see the shade. He's afraid of the government, but he's not afraid of Allah. Somebody who is demanding for bribery, I said, when you are bringing it, send it to the account of my secretary. He's afraid of government. He's not afraid of Allah. But Allah is saying, those that are afraid of Allah. Amen. They were seeing the paradise. They were seeing it. They were being told it's meant for this. They will now be told, "Etukuruha bi salam." Enter inside there with peace, with the name of Allah, peace that you used to, when you go to Allah, every salah that you used to leave Allah with, "Assalamu alaikum." Today you enter the paradise with peace. Zalika yawmul khulud. Today is the day of your permanent enjoyment. The day of foreverness is today. This world is not the day of foreverness. If you are suffering, it's for a little time. If you enjoy, it's for a little time. If you are happy, it's for a little time. So don't say, "I want to have continuous happiness." This is not paradise. Anybody who desires that is already has taken the path to hell. The only desire you can have is to be continuously pious. They will now be told, enter into it with salam, with peace. Today is the day of foreverness, forever enjoyment, forever tranquil heart, forever. You'll be seeing Allah, you'll be seeing the Prophet. Everybody's seeing of Allah is at different level. So may Allah grant us paradise. May Allah grant us paradise. May we be among those that in our grave we are seeing paradise. And day of judgment, Allah will ask us, "Idkhulu hadhi salam." May Allah make us to live with people in peace. Live with your Muslim brothers in peace. Live with those that are not seeking your enmity in peace. Every creation is a creation of God. May Allah forgive us our sins. Today is the 27th night of Ramadan. And the Prophet said we should seek for Lailatul Qadr when it is remaining 9 nights, 7 nights, 5 nights, 3 nights. This one is the strongest. Everybody should try his best this night. Stay, pray to Allah. Beg for Allah for what you need. Beg Allah for guidance in this world. Beg him to give you the love of the Prophet. Beg him to give you the love of the Quran. The love of his obedience, and beg him that your body, your heart, your sight, your ears should all be synchronized to worship Allah. Beg him. Allah will give you. Whatever you beg Allah, he will give you as long as it is good for you. And the most important prayer is, "Rabbana atina fiddunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azabannar." When you ask Allah to give you the best of this world, he will give you. Even if you ask for something bad, he will not give you because you ask him to give you the best. So some people, they think when you ask for hasana, it means that what they want is what Allah will give. No, it's what Allah says is excellent that he will give you. So may Allah forgive all of us. May Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, prepare our country for us. May he guide our Jesus aright. May Allah grant us success in all our endeavors. Those of us that we came to the university to learn, may Allah grant us success. Those looking for good wives, may Allah grant them good and just. Just wives. Those looking for a good husband, may Allah give them good husband and husband that will be caring and that will look at them as amana from Allah. May Allah give us good work. Those of us finishing, may Allah grant us good work when we finish. May Allah grant us good job that we'll be able to take care of our day-to-day life. What we are eating, what we shall eat, what we are going to wear, where we sleep, what we write, may Allah provide them for us. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah forgive our ulama. May He reward our ulamas and the ulamas of our ulama. May He reward the Prophet for us. Those that are sick, may Allah grant them health. Those that are healthy, may Allah increase us in health. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us to see this Eid and do it well. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us to have the profit of this fasting and make us to be better citizens of Allah. Gracious of Allah after this fasting. May Allah make us to leave this world with the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmid din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim siratal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim ghayril maghdubi 'alaihim waladdallin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-fatihil maghlik al-khatibil ma sabaqa nasul haqqul haqq والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله بقدر من قدر العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين by next tomorrow we'll end up our tafsir inshallah